Texte numéro 19. Bad food, tax it, and subsidize vegetables. What will it take to get Americans to change our eating habits? The need is undisputable, since heart disease, diabetes, and cancer are all in large part caused by the standard American diet. Though experts increasingly recommend a diet high in plants and low in animal products and processed foods, ours is quite the opposite, and there's little disagreement that changing it could improve our health and save tens of millions of lives. And a sane diet could save tens, if not hundreds of billions of dollars in health care costs. Yet the food industry appears incapable of marketing healthier foods. Its mission is not public health, but profit. So it'll continue to sell the health-damaging food that's most profitable until the market or another force skews things otherwise. That other force should be the federal government, fulfilling its role as an agent of the public good and establishing a bold national solution. Rather than subsidizing the production of unhealthful foods, we should turn the tables and tax things like soda, French fries, donuts, and hyper-processed snacks. The resulting income should be earmarked for a program that encourages a sound diet for Americans by making healthy food more affordable and widely available. Simply put, taxes would reduce consumption of unhealthful foods and generate billions of dollars annually. That money could be used to subsidize the purchase of staple foods like seasonal greens, vegetables, whole grains, dried legumes, and fruit. This program would, of course, upset the processed food industry. It would also annoy those who might resent paying more for soda and chips and argue that their right to eat whatever they wanted was being breached. But public health is the role of the government, and our diet is right up there with any other public responsibility you can name, from water treatment to mass transit. Other countries are considering or have already started programs to tax foods with negative effects on health. Denmark's saturated fat tax is going into effect October the 1st, and a French minister raised the idea of tripling the value-added tax on soda. Meanwhile, Hungary is proposing a new tax on foods with too much sugar, salt or fat, while increasing taxes on liquor and soft drinks, all to pay for state-financed healthcare. In America, the need is great. Efforts to shift the national diet have failed because education alone is no match for marketing dollars that push the very foods that are the worst for us. As a result, the percentage of obese adults has more than doubled over the last 30 years. The percentage of obese children has tripled. Adapted from the New York Times, July 2011.